sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here this Saturday morning with Becky Ivins.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I had to cough up a furball or something, you know. Well, good morning, everybody. We have a good show for you today. We're going to be talking about why would you hire a real estate team rather than a real estate agent? And why does it matter if they're a part of a big franchise or not? Like, so the big boys in town have, I mean, Century 21's been here forever. They're still a Century 21, and I like their broker. And
I just haven't seen those gold jackets in quite a while.
Well, I know, right? But there's big offices with 200 or 300 people in the offices. And sometimes maybe there's only 100 people in the office. And so people, sometimes clients will call those offices thinking that the office matters. Like, who's the office that's going to handle this? And does that matter or does it not? So that's the discussion that we're going to have today. And I will tell you, I have co-owned two franchises, and the last one was Remax, where I co-owned an office there for a very, very short period of time. It was not a good fit for me because I learned real early on that it takes money to advertise the house you're selling to sell the house. And it turned out that all my advertising money was sucked into advertising like a balloon.
Advertising for the brand instead of advertising for the client.
Right.
Yeah.
And advertising their home for sale, which is what really matters. So that's my point of view. If you have another point of view, you can call and tell us.
If you want to join the conversation today, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. Especially if you have a question about, like, maybe the real estate industry as a whole or how teams work, or, you know, there's a little bit about real estate that it is a baffling, unique industry. When I came in here working with you, Becky, and learning the real estate industry, it is a very unique vibe, because you can be a solo agent, you can be on your own, never talking to anyone else except the other real estate agent that you have to in order. Typically, there's two real estate agents in nearly every deal. You can work rentals, you can work property management, you can do commercial, residential. There is all sorts of stuff that we can go in direction. And today we have one of our great team members here, Joe File, who is a buyer specialist, but is really just an all-around great real estate agent.
Right. Everybody on our team is licensed. Well, I say that, and then I'm thinking, well, Julie used to be licensed, yeah, but she's no longer licensed because she doesn't do anything that requires a license at this point in
Julie is our project manager, who has been your longest team member, correct?
Wasn't yes. 20... Julie came onto my team in 1999, and she's been with me since. And Julie's more like a sister than she is anything else. I mean, you know, my most loyal person, so...
So you'll get to know a little bit of the team today and the team members and how we work as a team. And Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Well,
good morning, everybody.
So tell us, Joe, how long have you been in real estate?
I have worked for the Becky Ivins team for a little over 5 years now.
And where were you at prior to that?
I was living in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Thank you for having me back, Becky. It's been a while.
I know. I know.
I like getting up. Got to get used to getting up early on Saturdays because football's coming up. So
right.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, we. How long have I known you, Joe?
Since I was seven. So
seven. Your microphone real close to you. So since you were 7 years old, and Julie that we just talked about happened to be your aunt.
She still happens to be my aunt. Yeah, longest running aunt.
Longest running aunt.
So we have something in common there.
So Joe grew up as best friends. Joe and his brother Casey grew up in the same neighborhood, Rollingwood, where my kids grew up, and Joe and Casey were best friends with Rob and Eric, my oldest two. And so, of course, I got to know the family and got to know the mom. And mom was real organized and very good with English. And she helped me through graduate school by typing my papers for me. She knew how to footnote and all that kind of stuff. So I'm forever indebted to Sally for that. I said, Sally, could you possibly help me organize my office? I'm going to move next year, and I want my office to be so pristine. And I office from my home. I want it to be so organized that the move will be easy. And she said, well, you don't need me for that. You need my sister, Julie. She's perfect at organizing things. So that's how I met Julie. And Julie's been with me ever since.
I've never heard the story of how you met Julie.
Yeah.
Wow.
I met Julie through Sally. And so they're sisters. And I've met the rest of the family, too. I mean, Patricia. And then your uncle.
Tim.
Tim up in Tulsa.
Tulsa,
And great family. Well, in fact, I'll tell you a little tidbit. Julie's dad, Julie and Sally's dad, was the engineer that designed the top of the Founders Tower that spins. They were the engineer that figured out how to put that together and drew it up for the Founders Tower, where it used to be, what was it? The Eagle's Nest. Yeah. Then it became Nick's. Yeah. I don't know what it is now, but it's a. But anyway, that's a little tidbit about the family.
That's funny. Back in college, I used to clean the carpets of the Eagle's Nest.
Did you really?
Yeah, and so I worked.
They could use it again.
With a guy,
get back
and
to work.
We would turn on the rotating, stand in one spot, and clean it. So here's what I love about Oklahoma, because this kind of brings up, and you guys, you guys are just rambling down roads of stuff. This is Oklahoma. We are generational. Joe and I went to the same high school. Joe is a little bit younger than me, but I remember his brother with it. And so it was, this is what Oklahoma real estate is that you have to know the market. You have to know the people. You have to know what's going on, because people don't really move away from Oklahoma. Or they're like me, where I moved away and I came back.
Joe,
same thing.
Me too.
Yeah, Joe moved to West Palm Beach, right? And to Vegas.
Yeah. College in Georgia, West Palm Beach, and then Las Vegas.
Yeah. So
22 years.
We'll be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with our team member Joe File, but it's time now for our Money Man.
NMLS number 196895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. How are you doing this morning, Dean?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
We're doing absolutely fantastic.
So what is the market doing, Dean?
This week was kind of an interesting week. We ended the week probably close to 6% of those conventional products, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans. Your government loans are still in that 5.75 range. Saw a lot of movement north and south through the week with, 3 days this week, Becky. we had rate changes through the day. So, you know, what I call midday rate changes. So if the market's off, we got to be in tune and communicate and react and take care of clients.
You know, when I first went into business, Tuesday at 10 o'clock, the market changed. You knew what your new rate was.
Yeah.
And
that it was always Tuesday at 10 o'clock?
Tuesday at 10 o'clock, the rates would come out.
Okay.
And then that didn't last too awful long. And then it was like it could change two or three times a week. And then it started changing when the market actually changes. And that was the evolution of the computer age, of course. You know, we stopped riding on rocks
right.
and stuff like that. And you know, the old timers were used to that kind of a market. I just have to mention something. I want to send my condolences to the family of Barbara Harris. Barbara Harris passed away and was a legend in Oklahoma City in real estate and one of the nicest people I've ever met. Very welcoming when I came into the market and very cooperative. So those of you who knew Barbara, I'm sorry for your loss. And it was a loss for our community. An old timer, I would say.
Agreed.
Yeah. So,
agree.
So anyway, if you want to make an application for a loan,
you can go visit Dean Riddell. You can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's favorites. You'll see SWBC Mortgage and Dean right at the top, or you can give him a call at 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Dean, as always, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Joe File, you came from Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Back home to Oklahoma. With
son.
Your, and that was prompted actually by school system, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you have a daughter who is, by the way, I don't know how she got this way, but she is now in fifth grade.
She is.
And we got to go shopping with her. That was fun. And so what, the school system made you change because you didn't want to send her to school in the school system where you lived.
Yeah, at the time. And I haven't had to check on it recently, but Clark County, the county Vegas is in, was the number one worst school district, according to Google. So,
well, Google knows it all.
Yeah, so we, as in my wife, decided we're moving. And she's not from here. She's from Pennsylvania. But coming here, she loved the family, loved the city. So we moved here. So that was 5 years ago.
And you were going to? You talked about going to sell furniture.
Yeah.
With a friend of yours who has made it really well in the furniture business.
Yeah.
And then I said, Joe, sell real estate. You yes. would be so good at that. Of course, I've known Joe since he was 7 years old. So I know Joe's character. I know he cares about people. He's not going to do anything for his own benefit above a client's benefit. And that's real important because I've gotten rid of agents that do that because I'm going, why would you not do the best thing for your client? Well, this results more commission. And I'm going, ta-da,
yeah.
bye-bye. Because the whole character of the team is made up by the people on the team. And Joe has great character, integrity. He has been a knowledge hound, which is, of course, I love that you learn the real estate business.
There's so many individuals who believe that they see real estate as basically an infomercial. It's a get rich quick. You don't have to do much to do it. All you got to do is plop a sign in the yard and you're good to go. And you'll be hearing from Joe that that's not the case. Right now we have Dennis on the line. Dennis, thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Hey, Dennis. Good morning.
I was listening to you talk about the Founders Tower, the restaurant on top that revolved, and it was originally the Shondell.
Oh, it sure was.
I do not remember it being the Shondell.
The Shondell Club, and Linda Wright was the entertainer that sang live.
Really?
Yes.
Because I only remember the Eagle's Nest. So this was pre-Eagle's Nest?
The Dell Club. Yes.
Huh.
That was the original name when it was built. Because I worked there 48 years ago as a 16-year-old.
Wow. Did you get to hear Linda sing? She's still in the Metro, and she still sings. She's awesome.
No, I sang with her. I was in the kitchen singing while she was...
Oh, there you go. Well, Dennis, I want to buy you a lunch at Casa Perico's. So I want you to hang on, and Mike's going to get your information. That's awesome.
Okay.
The Shondell Club. Memory Lane, right? So we're going to get back to Joe. Joe, what is it that you do for the team? And are you glad for your decision to go into real estate?
Well, first of all, I am a buyer specialist, and I am so happy that I came into the real estate business when I moved here. It's provided a nice living for my family and I, and the schedules can be daunting at times, but other times you get to say, I'm not going to work today. I'm going to go spend the time with my child or my wife and have fun. So,
right. But most of the time, I mean, realtors do work a lot of hours, yes. Right?
Yes, we do. We do, for sure.
I know our title company often says, oh, well, it's Friday. At least it's Friday. And I'm going, well, you know what that means to a realtor, don't you? It means take a deep breath and get ready for the weekend. So.
That's true.
What do you like, and what did you find most challenging?
Well, breaking into the business, I could see how that would be daunting for somebody going solo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, joining your team was, you know, I got all just knowledge from you. It's like being trained by a Jedi.
There you go. You're a wise one. The force is strong with this one.
But yeah, and just working with the team in general, you know, learning how the everything from writing contracts to negotiations to showing homes and all the little stuff that people don't realize goes on behind the scenes, you know.
Like there's an art to showing a house, right?
Definitely.
There well, is. I mean, you know, and
you step over the crime scene tape.
I had one of those houses this week.
Oh,
that was like the, it was a, it felt like a crime scene.
There is a lot of little nuances to real estate that
you have to get out of the way and let them see the house and not you in the middle of it. So, what, you've got a little list of notes there.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
Well, we are going to get into why is it better to work with a team as being a solo agent. So I just wrote some notes down.
Well, coming in fresh from out of state, mm-hmm. I'll never forget when you said this, and I thought, oh, poor Joe. That's right, because I was still in production, actually going out with buyers and sellers when you joined the team. And so we have what we call our SOI, our sphere of influence.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe was one of the first things you do is to make a list of the people that if they knew you sold real estate, would they call you for help if they needed real estate services? So Joe makes his list and he goes, well, Becky, you have them all. Yes. So if there are longtime clients that come and want to buy, Joe usually knows them because he knows our family.
Yeah.
Well, and here's doesn't the burnout rate of new real estate agents about 90%? Is that right? 80%?
There is about 50% that don't make it past the first year.
Yeah.
But mainly because the dues are kind of high. The cost to be a realtor is high. And then the second year, there is a huge dropout because they don't set aside their tax money and they can't pay their taxes.
Yeah. Well, and I think another thing that happens is they they work through. People come in and go, well, I'll sell to my cousin, my brother, my friend, my next door neighbor. And then they go, what's next? What's after that? So Joe, you know, as an agent, how do you find the leads?
Well, since we're a popular company, we do get a good number of leads through our lead generation sources. I have met some friends since my time here that I've listed a couple of homes for them. So that was good. That was my new SOI that Becky didn't poach. And you know, also open houses is just one way to try to get leads.
Yeah. People call in to our office because I've been in business for a long time and I've helped them. They've been pleased. So they call in when, or they refer someone. Mm-hmm. So those get distributed amongst our agents.
When we come back after the break, we'll be talking about open houses and maybe Joe's favorite open house story. When we come back after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our team member, Joe File. And it's time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
I don't know. You guys, somebody mentioned something about a hip when we were on our break. H-I-P, hip.
Yeah, my hip's hurting.
Oh.
And then what we're talking about?
No, we're talking
not that hip.
We're talking about a roof, which is like the sharp edge of a roof. From the ridge to the eaves, where the two sides meet, is a hip roof. But I thought that might kind of relate because a lot of realtors kind of shoot from the hip. And I go out on listings a lot where people go, well, yeah, but this one told me it was worth $230, and this one told me it was worth $240. Well, this one stood there with their hands on the hips and said, I can get $250 for this house. And my numbers tell me it's worth $210. And I'm going, they're just shooting from the hip. They need to study the data. So I left a listing earlier this week, and I knew she was going to interview a couple more people. And I said, listen, don't be fooled in going with the highest bidder because your house will sit here. She was military, and when it's time for her to sell, she needs to sell because she's moving for sure. And I said, make them show you the data. Your data is very clear. Sometimes it's not real easy to come up with a value. Other times it is easy. Well, this one, there were four homes that sold like on her block in the last 90 days. It's pretty easy to tell what that house is worth. And I said, make them show you the numbers where it's worth more money. Of course, she wanted to hear it was worth more money too. So anyway, that's shooting from the hip, right? And we don't do that, do we, Joe?
Nope.
Joe File, our guest today, is here to talk about what is different working. And you've never worked as an independent agent. I did 20 years. Before I had a team, and the main difference for me is I love having a backup. When you work as an independent agent, back that 25 years ago when I was an independent agent, we didn't have even cell phones and stuff. Well, actually, we did toward the end of that, but it was hard to, we used answering machines to answer the phone when we were out showing clients. It was me back then. Never ever got a day off when you didn't have to answer the phone when it rang, because when that phone rings, somebody needs help with something concerning real estate, and it's my job to help them.
Well, as a realtor, you know, we do have to wear many hats, you know, whether you're on the buy side or the listing side.
Or property management side, yeah, even.
True. Got to manage contracts. You got to do negotiations. You got listing presentations if you are on the sell side. Comps.
Well, you do a strategy session for buyers before you ever take them out.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and we have an agreement signed saying, hey, we're going to be your realtor. And when you buy a house, it's going to be through us because we devote our time and attention to you. We don't go out there and show property willy-nilly to just anybody. We want a serious buyer. And if, I mean, I don't have a problem with people wanting out of that agreement. They're very pleased with the team.
Yeah. Well, then that's one reason why we have a transaction manager, you know, to help us. Basically, once a house is under contract, you hand it off to them, and then they do their job.
Yeah, the transaction manager takes care of, after the contract is signed, they take I think they've got 200 things on their list. We have a list of things that has to be done, and I truly think it is about 200. They have to take care of every little detail. They have to get insurance on the property, make sure that the mortgage inspection certificate is there and that there's no encroachments, make sure the title work comes in on time, that the appraisal is done, that the buyer's given all of their information and verified funds with the lender and stuff. There's a lot that the transaction manager does, and it requires someone who can be in the office and keep track of this on a computer.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, being a solo agent, that's really tough to do if you're managing one transaction for a client, but you're also trying to show said another client.
And trying to service other listings.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So you can only do a certain amount of business as a solo agent, but because you're limited just due to time, it takes a certain amount of time to show property. What's about the average number of houses you show to each of your buyers?
Oh, well, the past 2 years has been a different story, of course. But I try maybe five, I would say.
Right. Well, what we do is we ask 100 questions so that we only have to show them three or four homes instead of asking them three or four questions and them having to take off work and arrange for their schedule to look at 100 homes because we know the inventory. We stay on top of it. You look every single day at the new inventory that comes on the market, and you know what's out there in the different price ranges, and you know which clients you're looking for. So what happens if your daughter has a dance recital and you've got buyers in from out of town that came to buy a house?
Well, not that particular situation's happened to me with the dance recital, but yes, I have been scheduled to do something. And one of our best agents in the office, Mark, I was able to reach out to him to see if he would show a particular buyer a home that afternoon. And he was a part of the team, and he did it because he was available. And we did end up writing an offer for that house and got it.
Getting it signed into contract. So And Mark, you've had some stuff that recently to where you're going, well, I'm not going to be available because of you. Well, mostly graduation. Mark had like four of his five kids graduated.
Four out of five.
Yeah. So the different things that happen. And you called on Chris in our office to take a couple of clients that you're going, well, I've already shown them several houses, but I need someone to finish up.
Yeah.
And
well, and actually with that one, it was because I was in the hospital.
That's right.
And that's where, you know, and this is where life happens. You can't be everywhere at one time. There's going to be times that you have good things that you need to be for, like dance recitals. There's going to be bad things like being in the hospital or a family member passing away or, a funeral you need to attend. Okay. And how do you continue business? Well, with a team, we just look out for each other. And I love that about our team.
Yeah, we do have a very tight team. So what are some of the things on your list to differentiate a solo agent from the team, Joe?
Well, just like that. So you'll work with several specialists. I mean, because not only are we the agent, but we also have a licensed transaction manager, listing manager. You have, what else am I thinking? Am I missing something?
Well, we've got several people in the background of our team. I mean, we've got Macy, who takes care of our transactions, and we've got Drew that answers the phone and actually calls out to clients to kind of, I call him our tee up guy, because he kind of tees them up and wait until they're ready to purchase or to list, and stays in contact with them, gets all the information about the property they want to sell. So Drew is our inside sales agent. And then, goodness, we've got Claire and Jen who help with that. We've got Melinda that's our director of operations. Yep. And so there's a lot going on with the team. And so, but our immediate team is our sales team that takes people out, shows them houses, or goes and lists and manages the listings for us.
Joe, I'm curious. I don't know the answer to this. What's your favorite part of the business? What is it in real estate that you love to do?
Well, I would like to say the close. Especially if your client has been satisfied and they're happy for their new, you know, forever home, their dream home, whatever it's, they're buying it for their kid or whatever the case may be, which I'm in right now. But just the buyer and or seller just happy with the whole situation.
Yeah.
Well, and that, do you know what makes them happy? Is that you're able to foresee those bumps in the road ahead of time and steer around them. Mm-hmm. And if you do have to hit a bump in the road, you know, you hold on to the steering wheel pretty tight. Yeah. And you keep them on course. They can get very emotional, and it's your job to keep a business head to it, understand their emotion, but still be able to stay on task. And that takes a lot of focus.
Sure
on
does.
Your part.
I've had two this week that individuals in their 60s, first-time home buyers. They've been renters all their lives.
How awesome is that?
First-time home buyers, too. It was just a great week for that. Really nice. We'll come back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and it's time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, and on 63rd, just west of Meridian. Casa Perico, fresh, hot Mexican food.
Ate there this week. It was
so
good. I had the enchilada de Rajas.
Uh-huh. That was so good.
I know. And the cheese enchilada.
You know what? I love what their lunch, they have a light lunch uh-huh. you can do. Where
just one enchilada?
Yeah.
Never enough for me. Sorry. Good. They do have really good beans.
Our smoking hot deal is in El Reno, 1504, 1504 Alice Drive in El Reno.
It's a big house.
It is. If you need a spacious house with land, a little bit of land.
Couple acres.
Land, lots of land. Four bedroom, 2.5 bath, built in 1980.
And it's on one level.
Yeah.
How big is it?
3,600 square feet.
Oh, that is very unusual to have one level house 3,600 feet.
I'm telling you, I told myself I would not buy any more house with stairs.
Oh, and you did.
And then I did. Yeah, just to have a little bonus space
yours
upstairs.
Yours has a landing, though.
Yes,
yours
it
is
does.
A very
it
nice
has,
staircase.
Yeah, it's great. But I love homes that have no stairs. Just, this
cool.
is, yep, 2 acres of land here.
What's the price on it?
So, also unusual, one little, it has a basement, which is unusual in Oklahoma.
Very unusual.
Yep, good
for
size.
A 1980 house?
24 feet by 11 basement. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like an outbuilding down
yep.
there.
Priced at 344,900. So
now, is the basement an inside swimming pool?
I think it's dry.
Dry basement. Yeah, that's very unusual.
Yep. Right.
So, basements can be built right in Oklahoma, but a lot of people did not build them correctly, and we've got a pretty low water table. So
if you want to take a virtual walkthrough, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings, and you can take a virtual walkthrough, or you can schedule a walkthrough for yourself. We'll meet you there. Joe will meet you there.
There you go. Come on over.
Yeah. Okay. So, Joe, tell me, if you had your choice between working with an individual agent and working with a team, what would be one of the reasons that you would work with an individual agent? Probably cost less, right?
Not necessarily. I would say, especially on the sell side.
It doesn't cost any different, no. Right?
Yeah. So I would do, like, especially if I was selling my house, a team aspect to me would be a little more important, because I would hope, like our team does, I would be taken care of and
right.
be happy.
Well, on the buy side, it just so that there is someone available when you're available to look. Mm-hmm. If you've got an agent that has any kind of a life at all, they might not be available to you from 9 in the morning until 9 at night. But it with a team, if that's when you're available, then you're going to have someone else to show you property, service your listing, that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So
we promise your best open house story.
Oh. Okay.
So...
Well, Becky just said, tell us off mic, is we'll save that for that's, HBO.
That's an R-rated open house story.
I think, well, not my best by any means, but if you're going to go to an open house, and I understand nature calls, make sure the plumbing is on.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that not the worst?
And this young mother had brought her children in, and one of them had to use the bathroom, and let's just say they had to sit down to go, and there was no water turned on at the house, so
there was no way to flush
flush
the little thing down. Yeah,
and poor mother was, she just put her hands up, shook it off, and just left. Left me there.
Then Joe's over begging a 5-gallon bucket and from the neighbor with water to flush that toilet.
Yeah, that was one. Mark, you have any?
I had one this last week that just, you know, the open houses are funny because you're basically just, you never know what's going to walk through the door. You never know what's going to come in. And I had a guy come in, really nice guy. And he was wearing like the rock band Kiss shirt. And it looked like it was an authentic like concert T-shirt, is what it kind of went through my head when I first saw him. And me being a people person, I'm like, hey, great T-shirt. I then started to hear about all the ways he's met the Kiss band. I saw the pictures of the band. And then he started to tell me how he has the dolls, that he collected the dolls of the band and what he could see, the new people. And I learned more about Kiss in the next 5 minutes of that conversation by just saying, hey, nice T-shirt. Yeah, so this guy loves him some Kiss.
Right. And do you think they would like the house? I mean, let's look at it.
That's what we did. Bring the conversation back to the house, and it was their second visit to the house. He'd come with a different realtor earlier in the year, and I got to convey that. And that house went under contract.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we like that.
So for all you out there, most houses are scheduled, open houses are scheduled 2 to 4. And one time we had a listing in, it was a new construction over by Sprouts. What's that neighborhood in the back there?
On 120. Glenhurst.
Glenhurst, yes.
Glenhurst.
So Glenhurst is a newer neighborhood that backs up to an older neighborhood. And it was vacant house, and it was 4 o'clock, and I started breaking everything down, getting ready to leave because I had an appointment to go to, and someone knocked on the door, and I was like, oh, come on in, I'll turn the lights back on for you. And she just talked and talked and looked at everything and loved everything and then went to the back window and goes, oh, okay. So you can't see my house. So for about 15 minutes, it boiled down that she was a neighbor behind this house and she just wanted to make sure that the fence was tall enough that whoever moves in couldn't see her. And needless to say, she wasn't interested in buying that house.
How funny. Well, we've had a lot of good open house stories, but I will tell you my favorite thing. For about 25 years, there wasn't two weekends a year that I did not hold an open house. That's how I built my businesses, on open houses. I would go and I would visit with the people that came in. Some of these people have become good friends of mine. Many, many have become good clients of mine. And I love listening to what the, it's kind of like the phone ringing every time that someone walks in the front door of an open house. And my theory holds true every time. Somebody needs something when they open that door and come in. Many times it's a neighbor. And neighbors come in and, you know, agents get aggravated when neighbors come in.
I love when neighbors come in.
Well, you've been taught to love them when neighbors come in, right? Because neighbors are looking for one of two reasons. Well, maybe three. Sometimes they're just curious about what it looks like. And other times they're thinking of selling their house and they want to make a comparison of, well, how's this one like mine and what's mine worth? And then other times they have a friend that they've always wanted to live in the neighborhood. So neighbors can be great. And I've got friends and clients that stop by my open houses still just to say hi. Which is great. I'm usually not there.
Was one of my favorite moments when I first started working for you and was doing an open house, and there'd be people who stopped in and goes, ah, I thought Becky would be here. And I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm nice, too.
I'll tell you a good story about Becky. Yeah.
There was this one open house she had. No, we can't tell that story. Yeah. We're just tease that story, right. But we're not going to tell that story.
Oh, yeah. We've had some open houses where... one of my open houses, I had a man left over that I did not think was going. I didn't think anybody was in the house. And yet, it scared me to death when I walked into the master and there was a guy standing there. So he had not left, and I thought I was in a vacant house locking up. So safety is a thing that we can talk about some other day.
Well, if trying on your client's high heels is wrong, you can call me wrong. Never mind. Joe, it's great to have you here this
Thank
week.
You guys. I appreciate
Thanks so much. We'll be back next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.